This Pandora program is brought to you by the all-new 2007 Hyundai Elantra, a car we can all feel good about. Ay, cascabel. Ay, cascabel.
Hi there. This is Pandora Podcast number 5. I'm Kevin Seal. Today's show is all about salsa music. If you've never danced to salsa, I highly recommend that you go out this weekend and try to find a live salsa band. Now, in many parts of the world, people grew up hearing this music and it's second nature to them. But here in the US, for a lot of us, that's just not the case. Now, there's a lot going on at the same time in salsa, so it might be a little intimidating at first. But we're going to break it down for you and show you what's going on. Today, I'm in the studio with Marina, Mike, Jason, and Patricio from the band Orquesta de Sol. Now, as musical styles go, salsa is relatively recent, but it comes from two old types of Cuban music. The first is an orchestral style of dancing music that sounds a little like this. So that's an old style of Cuban big band dance music that a lot of people call cha-cha-cha.
The Frank Sinatras of that time were like singing cha-cha-chas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, the crooners were singing the cha-cha-chas and people were into it.
So cha has been around for a long time, but you still hear it being played today.
The rock cha, wow. Santana is all over that. He is the rock cha master.
So back then, you've got this cha music, but then elsewhere you've got the Cuban version of country music, which is played on an instrument kind of like a guitar called a tres.
It's a pattern that the tres played in the country music called son. When the orchestras came and the piano started picking up on what the guitar was doing, they sat at the piano and just went like this. From there, they just began to embellish. In country music, you're not going to be doing all this crazy stuff, but when you have a huge orchestra and horns and everything.
So along with the piano, you hear that percussion part. That also comes from son, which is this Cuban country music. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. So that's called a son clave pattern. So you've got these two old types of Cuban music, the son and the cha, sort of the chocolate and the peanut butter. When you mix those two together, you get mambo. Now, mambo made stars out of people like Tito Puente and Celia Cruz. Eventually, mambo turned into salsa, which is what we have today. Now, at the heart of this music is that clave pattern that we heard a minute ago. Let's go back and hear that clave pattern again. So this son clave pattern goes 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Now, by itself, the son clave may not sound all that danceable. It's kind of hard to tell where the beginning of each measure is. It's kind of herky-jerky. Sometimes the hits come on upbeats, sometimes they come on downbeats. When a rhythm is like that, we call it syncopation.
It's really syncopated, like, you know, a bass player can say, oh, I'm going to play the first one, and then after that, they don't play on the one ever. They're like, I never play on the one. What the hell's going on, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's easy to get turned around when you listen to this music. You never know.
You're not used to it.
If you're listening to it, just there's so much, you're trying to figure out where one is.
Since each instrument's pattern has so much space rhythmically, it's often easier to find the one when more instruments are added because more is getting filled in. Here's an example of that. We'll start with just the clave pattern. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Now with the congas. 3, 4, 1. And now the piano. 3, 4, 1. Now it sounds a little fuller. It's kind of easier to follow where the one is. And here's the bass. 3, 4, 1. Okay, so let's back up and look at what each instrument is doing. In salsa, each instrument has certain rhythmic patterns that they tend to play, and they call those rhythmic patterns rides. So the ride for the clave was that 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Let's look at the ride that the congas play. Okay, so that's the main ride that the congas play. It's not the only one they ever play, but it's the main one. And it's really one of the building blocks of salsa. So to hear it more clearly, let's slow it down a little bit and have the congas play with the clave pattern. So if you go to the podcast page, which is pandora.com/show, you can see the names of these various rides in Spanish. That kunga pattern is called the marcha, or march. Now let's hear what the timbales play. This is a pattern played on the side of the timbales drums, on the shells of the drums. And it goes like this. So this ride that the timbales play, it's called the cáscara. Okay, so earlier we were talking about how the bass almost never plays on the one in salsa. Here's that bass ride. You'll hear what we mean. So I'll count through a few measures to show you the one. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. So almost always, the bass is anticipating the one. It's coming before the one, before the downbeat of the measure. Now this bass ride is one of the key components of salsa. Now let's hear what it sounds like with the clave pattern. But instead of playing the 2-3 sound clave like we did before, which was 1-2, 1-2-3, we're going to flip it around and play a 3-2 sound clave pattern. So it's going to be 1-2-3, 1-2. So what we're hearing here is a 3-2 sewn clave pattern, a tumbao bass, and the timbales are playing that cáscara ride that we heard before. So anytime you hear salsa, at some point you're going to hear these rides, these different rhythmic patterns on the percussion instruments and on the bass. Let's hear what the piano usually does rhythmically.
Piano pattern in salsa is called montuno. The roots of the word, as far as I know, come from monte, which is essentially the word for country in Cuba.
So let's hear a different piano montuno, this time with the son clave pattern. All right, so let's hear all these pieces together now. We're going to hear the piano playing a montuno, the bass is playing a tumbao, the kungas are playing a marcha pattern, and Marina is going to play trumpet on top of it. So if you go to the podcast page, pandora.com/show, you'll hear audio examples from famous salsa bands and see all the various terms we've been talking about. Now we're going to leave you with the studio version of this song, Mi Cascabel, featuring the singers and the full horn line. And this is on Orquesta de Sol's second album, Money Money. Their third album is coming out later this spring. Cascabel, cascabel. For Pandora, I'm Kevin Seal.